This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
We're back here on the morning shift, and I was knee-deep in reading about the FBI and the details of how selfies helped to nab the Chilean gang that allegedly targeted pro athletes. I'm reading this off of ESPN. You guys all remember being all in the news. Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, their homes were targeted during a Monday Night Football game. And then, of course, Joe Burrow, famously, but there were NBA players, NHL players as well, that were
unnamed
all victims.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yep.
Craziness. Yeah.
So the crazy thing is, and I kind of read the headline, is that this gang, not only did they stalk and kind of monitor, they hid in the woods and they monitored the movements of police, of security detail that were watching some of these athletes' homes to kind of know their schedule and then make their move by either breaking a window or whatever to get inside the home. And they're mostly stealing it, as it appears in the article, a lot of high-end watches. But they also decided to document their crime by taking selfies, wearing the jewelry, whatever. They uploaded it to a secure, iCloud account, and the FBI was able to gain access through that with a search warrant. So, but they caught him.
Tiff, did you read the part where it says that they stalked Joe Burrow's house enough to know that Joe Burrow hired security? And the security was out in his driveway the whole time, and they broke in the back.
Oh, I did not make it that far down.
They broke in the back. They were just like, oh, these guys haven't really moved from their car out front of Joe Burrow's home. They're not walking the property. We'll just break in the back door, which is completely insane when you think about it. Like you're feeling pretty good about your stealthy tactics if you're just busting in the back door.
What kind of security team decides to just cover the front, not the back?
Like, I would say most of them.
I would say I would be getting a new security team because, I mean, you got to secure the perimeter, not the front gate.
How many times have you, like, seen, in these, you know, crime shows? Not True Detective, but something along those lines. Where, like, hey, we're going to put a patrol car outside your house to make sure everything's safe. And they do exactly that. They park a patrol car outside of your house.
You would think that would be enough of a deterrent, but it was not.
With all due respect, that's just the police. That's the police with that squad car police. I think you see a couple of guys in like suits with the shades on, and they're just standing out front. Perimeter is in all Jason Statham's movies. He has to kill people in the front and the back.
Yeah. Okay, well, let me say this, and I'm not excusing. You know, I don't know how the athletes feel about their security team now, or if they're even still employed by them. But
they probably not.
You know, but who's you're not, I guess that's the point of security, is to anticipate what could happen.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone was going to anticipate like this.
Well,
you know, you just think it's like a petty thief. You don't necessarily think of a Chilean gang.
And the fact that they were hiding out in the article, they're hiding out in the woods, watching from afar to observe your patterns. So I don't really think that was necessarily on the radar. That's like not saying it's next level.
You're right.
Clearly they're idiots for taking pictures.
You're absolutely right. But I agree with Tiff. I don't agree with you. It's not a petty thief. There's no such a petty thief doesn't steal $2 million worth of assets in a house. So
I'm just saying, like, you would normally be looking out of a front door, like if you're parking somebody's driveway, you're not worried. You know, you don't necessarily think the Russian mobsters are gonna break in.
But here's the deal. Like, your job is to come in and secure the property.
Maybe they already did their.
How do you know that's their job?
It's not. Well, then why the hell else do you have a security team?
You hire them to come sit at your house and make
but
sure no
Joe
one breaks
Burrow,
in.
Joe Burrow, yes.
Or
newsflash, break in a back door.
Since they were since this Chilean gang was, like Tiffany said, posted up in the woods watching the tactics of the security guards, we don't know that they didn't walk the property.
You know what? I'm just out of curiosity. How many of these guys had dogs? I'm just saying. I'm not.
It is a deterrent.
A big deterrent.
Yeah.
Like, it's a deterrent from people delivering packages to my front
door. It's like the number one. I think it's like close to number one or whatever deterrent.
I mean, they don't. Sometimes the Amazon people don't even come to this top step because of sprinkles they hear. You know,
dude, I legit had a DoorDash driver that texted me from their car and was like, not coming to your front door, man. You're going to have to come get it. And I was like, bro, what? He's like, I hear your dog. And I was like, I mean, I get it, dude, but the dog's locked in the house. Like, what are we doing here?
It's
not called driveway dash, you know?
My neighbor's dog knew how to open doors. I found them in the hallway a couple times.
I don't know, I don't know how deep y'all went into these Joe Burrow stories, but do y'all understand? He said his privacy was invaded
yes.
more ways than one. I think publicly he was still putting out that he was engaged to his college sweetheart.
I don't know that, but I know I don't know that. Yeah.
I think that it was still like, you know, social media wise that he was still engaged, and then, you know, he gets his house broken into, and the security camera footage from the police officer's camera comes out, and it's his new girlfriend who says is on the phone, and she goes, they broke into my house. And now it's like, wait, what? Who's living here? Like, what just happened? Who is this?
You know, the thing that I come back to, though, is that if there's a house directly behind your house, you like I don't think I would necessarily need my security detail to walk the backyard because there's a house right behind it. There's houses like all around it. I mean, I live in a neighborhood, a subdivision. But if you're living in one of these million-dollar homes, most likely there's a little bit of like that. The lots are sometimes
they're
bigger,
massive, yeah.
And so there's places you can kind of get in and sneak in, and that's why you need to secure the property, not the front door.
No, you're so far off.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
You're so far off.
I have watched so many more movies than you that have all these scenarios
okay,
in
cool.
there.
Yeah,
so
The Pew Pew James Bond movie from 1965 doesn't exactly here's
I'm talking Jason Statham, man. This ain't
right.
That.
And I saw a movie where Jason Statham jumped out of a helicopter and lived and landed.
Have you seen The Beekeeper? He goes in every door.
But seriously, let me just say this. You're telling me that this cop car or security was parked out front of Joe Burrow's house and they broke in the back door. And you somehow think that having a neighbor behind a privacy fence is going to deter them from getting in the back
what
door.
What I'm telling you is that it makes it harder. It makes it less likely they're going to come in the back door. But if you have a wooded area back there where they, as Tiff said in the story she was telling us about, where she read it,
I don't know where they hid.
They're
in
the woods. I mean, if there's a wooded area.
Woods across the street.
What?
The woods are across the street from the front yard.
I don't.
There's
woods
in the backyard too.
We don't know. I haven't seen the aerial of this.
You said they came in the back door.
You're talking like you've seen a satellite image of this home. Yeah. I got to look this up. I don't know what you're talking about.
That based on everything I've read, my instincts tell me that they came. And they're coming in the back door, and that's where they were back there looking.
And his instincts are based off of Jason Statham, those movies.
That's right. Sprinkles.
Little Mark Wahlberg's movies too.
Jason Statham and Sprinkles. Is Bo's
dude? I also watched The Town, just like Tiff did, and you know that you get creative.
You're an expert. Clearly,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. I know more than Mike about this.
I guess so.
You know what? This man's
going to be rolling like a Ninja Turtle out from behind bushes.
You'd be a bad criminal and even worse security guard.
He's going to have a ski mask on, posted up, you know, out there on a tree limb in somebody's backyard.
I'm not trying to be hateful, but clearly you're nothing more than a random bouncer. Yeah, you couldn't be a security guard
high level. Some of these guys probably have like lengthy credentials. That is mad disrespectful.
Yeah, what's also funny is you're like, oh, you know, if you're a police officer, that's one thing, but security detail, like, don't you think that a lot of these guys that are hired as security detail
out front of his home
are police officers or former police officers?
Yeah, probably fired police officers because they weren't good at their job. Have fun working the door at flip flops.
Overstepped your bounds there. Mister,
don't come for the show, only come for
We got Rambo over here securing the back of Joe Burrow's home, so just so y'all know.
Hey, man.
They should just consult to you. That's what they should do.
Just saying. I'd be better security.
Guys got all the answers.
I'd be better at running a security detail than you would, Mike. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, man.
Please change the topic before I come over the table on this
man. You wouldn't even check the back door.
I tell you, I can tell you right now.
What are you on?
You need
can
to watch,
I have some? Because I need to feel that.
You need to watch your items at Atlanta Motor Speedway for the next couple of days. I'm just going to throw that out there.
I just want to say.
I'll have my detail watching the front, the side, and the back.
I would love to see Bo, like, running around like in a suit, or maybe he's even in uniform, on his little headset. Yes, on his earpiece, dog.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
He'd have his face painted in a diagonal three stripe with the eye black.
Do we have the whole perimeter secured?
Oh my gosh.
Is the whole perimeter secured?
No. That's not that's not even how you talk on a radio.
I know, I have no experience.
Please,
please give us an example.
Oh my gosh. No.
Squid here.
No.
Dial on.
No.
Where are you at? Over?
Your high tech. That's your.
I'm at the back door. Squid.
This conversation is over. Over.
Oh God, have you secured the perimeter?
Oh my God,
over.
I'm dying.
Can't confirm. Perimeter secured. Over.
I can tell you right now.
Your walkie-talkie voice is really good.
You can talk all you want to about me securing things. Dylon, as a security guard, I can't get on board with that, man. I'm sorry. Dylon would be. He would believe the first thing the intruder said.
Yeah,
he'd be like, I'm actually Joe's cousin. I just came to pick up his his watches.
High levers like that. I'd be like, you got to prove it some way. I'd be like, call him. I'd be like, call him. Call him.
Hey, Dylan be like, oh, my bad, fam. I didn't mean to.
I didn't even know that Joe was Chilean. I didn't know that. My bad, dude.
I would definitely be like, okay, if that's the case, call him. Call him right now. Call him right now.
Funny enough, you're Chilean. Funny enough, I traveled to Brazil, Sao Paulo to watch the game.
All right.
That guy would be like, oh, it was a Falcons game. No, it was an Eagles game.
You know what happened?
No, it was an Eagles game.
Joe would walk in, put his keys down, and be like, Hey, how's everything good? Yeah, man, your Chilean cousin came in, grabbed a couple of your jerseys, said you had an autograph signing or something. I hope everything's cool. You're like, I don't have any Chilean cousin. What the hell are you talking about?
Man.
Dylan, this is turning into a full-on roast.
I was about to say, how did the tables turn on me so quickly? Out of nowhere.
I don't know. It's because you played in his walkie-talkie, man. So I was like, nah, dog, you ain't going to do that. Not for mine.
I know, and then Bo turned on me too. He started playing into it.
Bo knows I'm
trying to help him out.
I know. With all due respect, Dylan, I don't know if I'd hire you for my detail. I might hire Tiff though.
Oh man,
Tiff would be good at it. Actually, that's a good call.
Yes, man, I was all over that.
Tiff would be good at it.
Scam? Of course, you never ask that actual question. Just your instinct.
And I feel like Tiffany, if she really needed to, she'd get active. Yeah. You know, she's out there lifting, squatting a lot. Tiffany could get active if she needed to.
The only thing they'd have to do is just run away from me. I wouldn't be able to catch them. Not at this.
Yeah, I don't think he'd make the detail.
Agility.
I might let you run the dispatch or something.
Me?
I'll take that.
No, Dylan.
Oh, I was going to say.
I'd be good at that.
Yeah, no,
sure. I'd be good at that.
No, you'd be all right because I would tell you what to do, Mike. You'd be big enough. Yeah.
Like I would listen.
I would be in charge. You could work under me.